Very good.
8:28, Fox News next. And you know what Friday means? Bill Melberg, political humorist and satirist. I know we'll hear from Bill Clinton. Stand by. Don't go away. Conversation. Let's check now, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite points of the week, political humorist Bill Melberg from Chicago. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Hello.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, the Democrats just finished their convention in Charlotte. Barack Obama has been officially nominated for a second term as President of the United States. And despite some suggestions a few weeks ago that Joe Biden might be dumped in favor of Hillary Clinton, he too was nominated for a second term as Vice President of the United States. And so the 2012 presidential campaign is officially underway.
Yes, it is, Stevie and Diane, and we're, you know, just over 8 weeks away from the November 6th election. And based on what we heard in Charlotte these past few days, I suspect we're going to have one heck of a campaign.
I think you're right, Bill. Let's take a look at that Democratic convention starting right now. And joining us to talk about the Democratic Convention are five distinguished Democrats. First, we're honored to welcome former Presidents Jimmy Carter.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And we're also joined by three other well-known Democrats, including former Vice President Al Gore.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
And former Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley.
Hi there.
Gentlemen, I'd like to turn to Mayor Daley first, if I may. Mr. Mayor, the convention started out on Tuesday with a host of Illinois and Chicago politicians, including Governor Pat Quinn, Senator Dick Durbin, Congressional candidate Tammy Duckworth, presidential aide Valerie Jarrett, and your successor as mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. Political pundits noted that Governor Quinn is still facing a budget quagmire in Springfield. Mayor Emanuel's appearance at the convention drew some criticism from the Chicago Teachers Union, since a teachers' strike could begin this Monday. Mayor Emanuel has always been criticized for spending the week engaged in partisan politics while the homicide rate continues to soar back home in Chicago. Richard Daley, what were you thinking as you listened to these Illinois politicians and heard the criticism of Mayor Emanuel?
I was thinking, I'm glad I retired.
President Carter, you spoke in a video appearance on Tuesday night about the Obama administration. What was the main thrust of your remarks?
Stevie, I took the opportunity to use that video to thank Barack Obama for everything he's done during these past 4 years as our president. And I truly am grateful to him, because from now on, whenever anybody's talking about who was our worst president ever, they're never going to mention me anymore.
I'm sure you're just joking, Mr. President.
No. Actually, I'm quite serious. Barack Obama has presided over the worst economy since the Great Depression. And by comparison, my 4 years as president was an economic boom.
Well, President Clinton did preside over an economic boom, and his nominating speech on Wednesday night was very well received by the delegates at the convention. President Clinton, what did you see as you looked out at that cheering crowd while you stood at the podium in Charlotte the other night?
Stevie, and I am. As I looked out at that adoring crowd, I saw some mighty fine-looking ladies.
That includes Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, the woman who introduced you?
Not really. But mind you, I have nothing against Liz Warren just because she got into Harvard Law School as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Native American. In any case, as I was encouraging the American people to reelect Barack Obama, I was reminded that I am the only Democrat to win re-election as president since Franklin Roosevelt in 1940. In other words, I'm the only Democratic president to win re-election in the past 72 years.
Wow, that's quite a record, sir.
Yes, it is. And based on the latest poll numbers, I might be extending it.
President Clinton's vice president was Al Gore. Mr. Gore did not appear at this year's convention, but he's with us this morning here on Connect FM. Mr. Vice President, why weren't you at the convention?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I had a very important job behind the scenes. The same important job that Diane Ducey has every morning right here on Connect FM. You see, I was keeping an eye on the weather. And that's why President Obama's speech last night was held inside the Time Warner Arena rather than outside at the much larger Bank of America Stadium.
What was your forecast for last night?
Well, my forecast called for a less than full stadium and plenty of empty seats, which would not have looked good on television, especially compared to that huge rally with the Grecian columns in Mile High Stadium that candidate Obama enjoyed out in Denver 4 years ago. But Stevie and Diane, the political climate has changed rather dramatically since then. So you might say that the president's acceptance speech was moved to a much smaller venue indoors because of climate change.
Moving on to Congressman Barney Frank. Congressman, did you enjoy the convention?
Oh, Stevie and Diane, I loved the convention, and I had a terrific time.
What were some of the highlights as far as you were concerned, sir?
Well, besides my own speech last night, I enjoyed the president's speech, and I enjoyed the former president's speech, and I enjoyed that wonderful, emotional, moving address by First Lady Michelle Obama on Tuesday night. I had no idea that Barack Obama's favorite coffee table was found in a junkyard, and I was equally surprised to warn that Barack Obama and his lovely young bride, Michelle, drove around in a rusty old car in Chicago. They didn't grow up with electric garage door openers in elite private schools like Mitt Romney.
Actually, Congressman, for the record, Barack Obama did attend one of the most elite private schools in Hawaii.
Wee-wee.
Yes, wee-wee. I mean, really.
Well, Stevie, in that case, I stand corrected. By the way, I also enjoyed hearing some of the other speakers talking about how President Obama saved General Motors and Chrysler and the United Auto Workers. And I enjoyed Julian Castro's keynote address.
Yeah, he's mayor of San Antonio, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And I might add, he's a fine-looking young man. And so is his identical twin brother. They both have a bright future in the Democratic Party, but not in Texas.
Gentlemen, there was some controversy surrounding the Democratic Party platform, specifically the removal of the word God from the party platform. Any comments? We'll begin with President Carter.
Stevie, let me set the record straight. The word God was put back into the platform despite the jeers and boos of a majority of the delegates.
It was another bit of controversy surrounding someone's statement on Tuesday night that, quote, we all belong to the government. That line was a bit different from Clint Eastwood's comment at the Republican convention when he said, we are the owners, meaning we the people. President Clinton, what say you?
I say it all depends on what the definition of the word we means.
Spoken like a true politician. Yeah. Now let's turn to last night's acceptance speeches by Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Vice President Al Gore, what was your reaction, sir?
Stevie and Diane, I thought both speeches were outstanding, worthy of an Academy Award, which I have, by the way. Joe Biden, in particular, has that unique ability to sound totally befuddled and confused. For example, he wasn't quite sure which night Michelle Obama spoke to the convention, but you can always depend on Joe to parrot the party line. So, old Joe was up there talking about President Obama's gutsy decisions to save GM and kill Osama bin Laden. I did think the president's speech was a little flat. Or maybe it's just that we've been hearing the same thing over and over again for the past 4 years. Frankly, I fell asleep about halfway through it.
Let's get another reaction to last night's speeches. President Bill Clinton.
Stevie and Diane. I have to agree with Al Gore. I thought President Obama's speech fell flat. Frankly, I thought I gave a much better speech the night before, even if my heart wasn't in it.
Your heart wasn't in it?
How could it be? I mean, let's face it. Obama's a disaster. Hillary would have been such a better president these past 4 years.
Do you really think so?
Of course. She would have had me giving her the advice. Well,
thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to our distinguished panel of Democrats for their comments about this week's Democrat National Convention. When we come back, we'll have a pair of distinguished Republicans giving us their view of the Democratic Convention. And you don't want to miss them. As we head into the break, we're going to hear the song that school children were being taught to sing about Barack Obama 4 years ago.
We're going to spread happiness. We're going to spread freedom. Obama's going to change it. Obama's going to lead them.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We are back with a Republican response to the Democratic Convention. Joining us now are two former presidential nominees, former Senator Bob Dole from Kansas.
Bob Dole says hello.
And Senator John McCain from Arizona.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Good morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners, my friends.
Gentlemen, what did you think about the Democratic Convention, Senator Dole?
Bob Dole thought it stunk.
What about First Lady Michelle Obama's speech on Tuesday night?
Bob Dole thought that stunk, too. It's all a bunch of horse feathers. And Bob Dole almost expected Mrs. Obama to say that the high unemployment rate and the bad economy is all Laura Bush's fault.
There's that Bob Dole sense of humor again. Let's turn to Senator McCain for his reaction. Senator John McCain.
Stevie, my friend, unemployment was one of the words the Democrats left out of their speeches, nor did they mention soaring gasoline prices, rising food prices, collapsing home values, record foreclosures, and all of the other problems that have ruined the lives of so many Americans during the past 4 years because they voted for Barack Obama instead of for me. There was plenty of talk about millionaires and billionaires and evil Republicans, but not much talk about how the Democrats are going to solve the problems confronting so many Americans these days. In short, I agree with Senator Dole. I thought the Democratic Convention stunk.
Thank you, Bob Dole and John McCain, for your frank assessment of the Democratic Convention. And in our closing moments, again, back to Chicago political humorist Bill Melberg, an evening with the presidents.com, and certainly 60 days, here we go.
Yep.
Stop that.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Well, it's certainly going to be interesting. Diane was saying Park Ridge, where you're from, is home of the Pickwick Theater. I said Park Ridge is where Hillary Clinton is from. Hillary Rodham is from.
Right.
Yes, yes, it is. I went to her high school.
Hey, Bill.
I used to say she went to my high school, yeah. But she was 5 years ahead of me, and she still is.
Hey, listen, thank you. We'll call you next week. Thanks, Bill.
Askewawa,
you my alum. Thank you, Diane.
Good stuff. Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you for listening. I'll meet you back on Monday. Have a great